It's true. Mm-hmm. All right. What the holy hell is going on here, Miss Ma'am?
White people are white peopling, William.
That's not true.
That's absolutely true.
That's not true.
That's all the real.
I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was, nigga. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz. I told you I ain't got time for that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
You are the god dang whitest person I've ever seen.
But nigga, you came up on me on some fuck shit, nigga. I don't make peace with niggas that come up on me on some disrespectful shit when I didn't even know you, nigga. What's you up, walked Chris? Up on me and set down your beer like, nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz? I mean, how gangster are you, nigga? I'll show you how gangster I am, nigga. You can drop off your kid and run my face.
You ain't hearing it.
I mean, Jesus was a white man too, but you know, it's like.
Exactly.
We have.
Exactly, nigga. Seven.
All right. What the
hell? We need to take the soundboard away from you. You need to stop it.
What?
Stop it.
I'll give you until I finish my cuppa. And I'm fucking thirsty.
All right. What?
Let a nigga have a soundboard and suddenly the power goes to his head.
Ooh, my shadow! Ooh, just for a second I thought that was the big fat black ghost!
What? Yeah.
Anyways, so okay, have you been keeping up on this fucking GoFundMe hoax shit?
Only what you tell me in the car.
So you don't remember anything because I know you just got off work now and I'm just saying words at me.
Oh, they're like, oh man, this homeless veteran guy, he ain't have but 20 dat gum dollars. And he saw a little couple right there and he was like, y'all some beautiful young white babies. Let me go on and help y'all out because y'all need gas and this is only $20 and I was a homeless white man. And then they was like, oh, we love you so much, Mr. Homeless White Man. We's going to set up a GoFundMe for you just to see how much we appreciate it. And then that GoFundMe got a lot of money. And then,
a lot of fucking money.
And then they was like, nah, nigga, fuck you. You can't have that shit. But you can have a trailer next to the house and a grilled cheese sandwich with Dollar General cheese. Or what is it? No, Dollar Tree. The Dollar Tree cheese. The shit that don't melt.
That's not cheese. That's a...
Yeah, it is.
Pasteurized preservative product.
It was preserved. It was actually...
it was quite well preserved, was it?
It was. It's Betty White's phlegm from when her 20s.
Why? Why are you just obsessed with Miss Betty White like that?
You don't want Betty White's phlegm?
No, I don't.
With some onions?
No.
And liver?
No.
Yeah, liver. Yeah.
Liver's disgusting.
Liver and phlegm.
Phlegm is disgusting.
I don't know exactly how we're going to get to this story if I keep saying things.
All right. But yes, okay, so that was the story, right? So this little white woman says, I was stranded and my car ran out of gas and this nice homeless veteran gave me his last $20 for gas money and now GoFundMe and blah, 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 blah. And then it came out that they had raised over $400,000, weren't giving him the money, and they were saying shit about, like, well, we can't trust him with the money because he has, like, a drug habit and... You know, we're not sure that he's going to use the money for the right things. And then he was like, no, it's not because I have a drug habit. It's because they were spending all the money on, like, cars and trips. And, like, they went gambling with it. And he sued them, talking about giving my motherfucking money. So now...
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. So Mount Holly, New Jersey, GoFundMe says it has refunded everyone who contributed to a campaign involving a homeless veteran from Philadelphia who prosecutors allege schemed with a New Jersey couple to scam donors out of more than $400,000. Burlington County prosecutors allege in a criminal complaint that Johnny Bobbitt, that is the veteran, conspired with Caitlin McClure and her boyfriend at the time, Mark D'Amico, to concoct a feel-good story about Bobbitt giving McClure his last $20 when her car ran out of gas. They raised $400,000, which authorities say was spent on luxury items such as casino for some reason.
Yeah.
And casino trips.
Whew. I'm not going to ignore the fact that his name is John Bobbitt.
It is Johnny Bobbitt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they cut off his little scheme.
They did cut off his little scheme. The first time I saw the story in his name, I was like, oh, dude, I ended up homeless? That's the first time. I thought that was what was going on. That's not actually what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
they nipped him in the bud.
Stop. McClure has alleged through her lawyer that D'Amico duped her. His lawyer has denied the allegations. Prosecutors released texts Y'all, if y'all gonna do some greasy ass shit, don't be fucking texting niggas back and forth with what you're doing.
No, screenshots don't exist.
Screenshot receipt culture isn't real.
Well, and also, like, that's the thing. Like, I wonder, these kind of assholes, I'm not partisan, but I wonder if they is be voting for the kind of politicians that would put the kind of judges in place that would hand down rulings that police can access your phone and you have to unlock it for them.
Yes, they would. I'm pretty sure that they would.
You fucked off your own Fourth Amendment.
So, prosecutors released text messages from McClure, including one sent right after the GoFundMe page was set up, in which she told a friend, "The gas part is completely made up." You fucking texted people it was fake the same day you put your shit up? Niggas.
I wonder if they just thought that they were probably going to get like 3 or 4 G's, you know, have a little fun, you know, get a little Nike Air Jordan, you know. What do they do? They go to the Gap. They're probably going to go to the Gap, yeah. You know, get some Gap shorts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, maybe go down to Old Navy, get an Old Navy hooded.
Who the fuck is still shopping at the Gap?
People with straight teeth? I don't fucking know, but they're at the Baby Gap. They went there,
oh,
you know, just to check it out, see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they probably thought it was just going to be that. And then, but when you start getting in them six figures, they're like, fuck, we have attention on us now, but also we have a fuck stack of money.
Yep.
And they went into culture shock and said, we ballers now, baby, we're going on trips.
We was ballers. The entire...
That's the name of their movie, and I'm producing it. We was ballers. And just have their mug shots as the cover.
Chile, as they say.
We was ballers. We was kings.
The entire campaign was predicated on a lie, said Burlington County Prosecutor Scott Coffina in a news conference in November. McClure, D'Amico, and Bobbitt were charged with second-degree felonies for allegedly fabricating the story that sparked the GoFundMe, according to Coffina. Coffina said, quote, she did not run out of gas on the I-95 off-ramp. He did not spend his last $20 to help her. Rather, D'Amico, McClure, and Bobbitt conspired to pass off a fake feel-good story that would compel donors to contribute to their cause. And it worked in a very big way. But it was fictitious and illegal, and there are consequences. You know when white people in positions of, like, offices say there are consequences? You don't fucked up because some bash is about to happen to you.
Yeah, like, you're not just going to jail, but, like, they're going to take you in the back and John Boehner is just going to whoop your ass. John Boehner, and he's not even going to take the cigarette out of his mouth. He ain't even going to lose the ash off the motherfucker.
He's not even going to cry this time either.
No.
No.
He does, afterward. Because it was such a beautiful ass whooping.
He's okay. He's okay to cry. Bob's complaint launched a criminal investigation, which led authorities to discover the text messages confirming that the story was... Oh, hold on, I skipped a sentence.
Yeah.
So fictitious, illegal, there are consequences. Bobbitt himself called attention to the deception when he filed a civil suit against the couple this summer, claiming they mismanaged the money that was intended for him. Bobbitt's complaint launched a criminal investigation, which led authorities to discover text messages confirming that the initial story was a hoax. While some of the money reached the veteran, McClure and D'Amico spent the majority of the crowdsourced funds on luxurious vacations, handbags, casino visits, and a BMW.
So John Bobbitt cut his own resource off because he was bitter.
Yep.
So the whole time, really, when that happens, it's actually the man's fault.
Yep.
All right.
Which was like, I don't know what the fuck he thought was going to fucking happen.
He thought he was going to outwhite them.
I mean, what?
He did. He thought that he was this.
You are the goddamn whitest person I've ever seen.
He thought that was him.
And then the prosecutor showed up and was like, hold my beer.
Yeah, they were like, yo, you don't fuck with the money. You don't. That's what McMurrica's about. And you fucked with the money. You don't fuck with the money unless you're a, what, dirty politician, bankster, gangster?
Yeah.
But you don't steal from other bankster gangsters.
And you don't steal from other white people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, white people in your class bracket. Ooh. You know.
Yeah. All right, I think that's G'd up right there.
Let's see. GoFundMe spokesman Bobby Whitthorne said Tuesday all donors who contributed to the GoFundMe have been fully refunded, and the organization is cooperating fully with law enforcement. Whitthorne said campaigns involving misuse make up less than 0.1%. You fucking Bernie Sanders sounding motherfucker. Less than 0.1% of all GoFundMe campaigns, but such behavior is unacceptable and has consequences.
Well, let's also keep in mind, I mean, even though these were white people, I guess they were probably at a certain class status where trying to scheme to get some money did look like a good idea.
Yeah.
And then, what up?
Well, I mean, it would have worked too if it wasn't for that greed. If they would have just shared the fucking money in an even split with everybody.
If it wasn't for that meddling veteran.
If it wasn't for that meddling veteran.
Yeah, and I mean, and there was a assumed cis woman involved.
Yep.
She didn't want a discussion. She wanted money. Mm-hmm. The people want some money. Production is up. Wages are down.
Which I'm just curious to see, like, if this is a GoFundMe stance, what they're going to do with that wall shit that they're funding.
Oh, I thought that's not over yet? That's still happening?
I don't know. Is it over?
Because didn't they have, like, $500,000 and someone said, we're halfway to the billion?
Someone did. Yeah, someone said that.
Yeah, on purpose, too. All right. That's the internet for you. You enjoy that. Mm. All right. Fuckos.